Next, what I want you to do is pay attention to how to get rid of negative anchors. How can you get rid of them? Now, again, we call that collapsing an anchor. So let's take the scenario we talked about earlier. Let's say you've had this negative anchor and it's over here on your left shoulder. In other words, somebody touches you there and wham, you fire off this depression from gosh only knows when. You don't know what caused it originally. You went to this funeral, whatever. How do you get rid of it? Real simple. Step number one, create a series of positive anchors. What do I mean? Well, let's say I got this negative anchor on my left shoulder. Well, I'd go over to my right shoulder and I'd think of a time in my life, in my mind, when I felt absolutely incredible, unstoppable, fun, outrageous, whatever. Let's say outrageous and unstoppable. And I think of a memory when I felt that way. I close my eyes, I go into the memory, I actually step into the picture or into the feeling, so I'm absolutely there again. And right at the peak of emotion, right when I'm feeling absolutely incredibly outrageous and strong, I reach over and touch my right shoulder. Remember the negative anchors on my left. I go over to, let's say, my right, and I touch it and squeeze it and maybe make a sound. Maybe I go, yes. And then I think of another peak time in my life, something else where I felt really incredible, powerful, like I could handle anything. And right at the peak moment, I reach over and go, yes. And I do this over and over again until I've literally conditioned my right shoulder area where I can just go, yes, and wham, I feel strong immediately. Are you following me on this? What we're doing is creating a series of positive anchors, what we call stacking an anchor. Now what do? Well, once I've got it, I test it. I get out of state, meaning I don't think about anything that would excite me, and I just reach over and I do the same thing. I'll go, yes! And sure enough, wham, I start to feel the same kinds of feelings. Great, I've got an anchor that works. What do I do next? Step two. Step one was create a series of positive anchors. Step two, I fire off both the positive and negative anchors simultaneously. What the heck does that mean? I mean, I'm going to reach over and I'm going to touch my left shoulder where normally I get depressed, and I'm also going to reach over and touch my right shoulder where I feel great. And I'm going to say, yes, I'm going to fire them simultaneously in my brain. Now, when you do this, usually steam will come out of your ears. You may feel actually a little weird at first. In fact, if you watch people do this, sometimes their face becomes asymmetrical for a moment, where one part, like a cheek, will start to come up and the other goes down. That's because in your brain, you literally fired two completely different types of emotions in your brain simultaneously. Two different nerve messages, if you will. And when they collide in your brain, the one that is strongest literally collapses the other one. Does that make sense? That's why we create a series of positive anchors instead of just a negative one. Otherwise, we'd have you just do something, you know, a positive anchor like, remember time you felt good? You go, yeah, you anchor it, yeah, anchor it, yeah, anchor it, yeah. Now, what if you did that? One side is total depression, the other is, yeah, you feel pretty good. You go, wham! Guess what? Now you'd be depressed on both sides. But if you create a series of positive anchors on one side, a series of them, they're really strong, and you now fire them both off, it'll overpower the negative. What does that mean? It means now when you touch your left shoulder, you'll feel neutral feelings or maybe even positive. When you touch your right, you'll feel neutral or positive. It's called collapsing an anchor. Again, I'm trying to jam it in real fast. I'm going to give you a way to do it before we leave here as well. So let's just review some of the key elements to make an anchor be effective. Number one is the intensity of the state the person's in. In other words, if you want a strong anchor, make sure that when you go to anchor yourself or somebody else, that you're really feeling strongly about what it is you're linking in. So if you want to anchor in something like motivation, you got to really be in a motivated state, not like a partially motivated state. Two, you've got to make sure that you create the trigger. That is, let's say the touch or the voice tone at the peak of the emotion. Imagine it like a roller coaster. You don't want to do it as you're about to hit the top or on your way down. It's got to be right at the peak. Now, you might say, Tony, I don't know when the peak is. Trust your subconscious mind. And if you're not sure, anchor yourself too soon and too often rather than not enough, and you'll get good at it. It's just a matter of conditioning. Just remember, if you ever want to study anchoring, watch any commercial, and you'll have great role models to follow, where they'll link every kind of emotion you can imagine to a product that has nothing to do with those emotions. It's a great example of how they do it through imagery and sound. They get you to feel a certain way, and right at those key moments, wham, they flash the product over and over again. That's all you're doing to yourself. But notice, they work hard to get you in a peak state before they show their product, and they try to do it right at that key moment. Thirdly, is you want to make sure the anchor's unique. In other words, anchoring yourself just by touching your hand with your other hand is not really unique. A handshake is not really unique. So maybe what you do is you grab the skin behind your middle finger's right knuckle and you pull on it at a certain moment. That's a unique trigger. You follow me? And then finally, if you're going to make an anchor work, you got to fire it off the same way it got set. In other words, if I anchor myself on my shoulder and then I come back and try and fire off the anchor by touching my elbow, clearly it's not going to work. If I anchor myself with a strong touch and then I come back and try and fire it off with a soft touch, it's not going to work because nothing's linked to that soft touch in my nervous system. So again, I know this is dumping a lot on your brain, but take a look. You can listen to this tape over and over again because anchoring is worth it. And remember, you're already doing this. You're already anchoring. So all I'm doing is trying to bring your conscious awareness to what you're already doing so you can take some control. So you can start to condition yourself to feel the ways that you want to on an ongoing basis. And one of your assignments today is going to be to literally create a positive anchor. So you can trigger yourself to feel a specific emotion you want at any moment in time, no matter what's happening around you, where you're in charge.